This is Ken Barron from the National Association of Black and White Men Together. Yet another podcast, and this is about Angela Davis, who is back in the news. And I'll tell you all about her and the work she's been doing and has done in the past. Before that, my birthday is on January 26th, and that's the same day as Angela Davis. So we at least share a few things in common. When I was a student at the University of California in Berkeley, I remember Angela Davis as a prominent countercultural activist in the 1960s during the civil rights movement. The famous People's Park, that's in Berkeley, was a demonstration that cemented her reputation as a firebrand activist. Later, she and others took over the Marin County courtroom, during which four people were killed. She was prosecuted for three capital felonies, including conspiracy to murder, but was acquitted of all of the charges. Now, Davis is a professor emerita at the University of California in Santa Cruz, and she conducts research on feminism, African-American studies, and the history of punishments and prisons. She co-founded Critical Resistance, an organization working to abolish the prison industrial complex. You recall we've talked many times about that at our conventions, in our blogs, and on the website, the prison industrial complex. Her recent publication has been titled Freedom is a Constant Struggle. : Ferguson, Palestine, and the Foundations of a Movement. And this shows the connection between struggles against state violence and oppression throughout history and around the world. It's really good to be able to look at these things in the context of history and what's happening right now. She does highlight the importance of black feminism, intersexuality, and prison abolitionism for today's struggle. She also talks about the legacies of previous liberation struggles from the Black Freedom Movement to the South African Anti-Apartheid Movement. She highlights connections and analyzes today's struggle against state terror from Ferguson to Palestine. From all of this, she reminds us that, once again, freedom is a constant struggle. So back to the news, and Professor Davis, who was actually born in Birmingham, was granted the Fred Shuttleworth Human Rights Award. I've never heard of this, but apparently it's supposed to honor the civil rights leader's legacy and raise funds for the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. No doubt, she had a lot of background where she could accept this award, maybe speak about her work. But however, some members of the city's Jewish community objected to giving the award. Now the award presentation is cancelled because of Davis's statements and public record do not, quote, meet all the criteria on which the award is based, end quote. If you look on her Facebook page, she said, I was stunned to learn that the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute Board of Directors had reversed their previous decisions to award me the Fred Shuttleworth Human Rights Award. Although the BCRI refused my request to reveal the substantive reasons for this action, I later learned my long-term support of justice for Palestine was at issue. She reminded everyone that, quote, my own freedom was secured and indeed my life was saved by a vast international movement, and I have devoted much of my own activism to international solidarity and specifically to linking struggles in other parts of the world to U.S. grassroots campaigns against police violence, the prison industrial complex, and racism more broadly. This is a sad action against Davis, who, although controversial, sets a good example on how to affect social justice change. Thank you for listening for this short podcast about Angela Davis. You can get in touch with us on our website. You can look at all of our podcasts. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and we're on Twitter. Thanks again.